Hi, this is Ellen.
Hi, Miss Helen. This is Drew with XPO regarding your Home Depot installation.
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I've got my techs on the back line. They called to advise that they couldn't do the installation because you needed to have some carbon monoxide detectors installed, along with have your exterior vent rerouted away from the boiler and some additional code work done. Is that correct?
Well, yes, I do have a carbon monoxide detector installed. I had a home energy inspection. It was not, but they took it down and put a battery, I guess it's hardwired, but it has a backup battery. So I think that wasn't up. So no, that wasn't up. He said that he couldn't do it with that. So yeah, it was a reason why it was on me, the reason they couldn't hook it up. But I told Home Depot to cancel the delivery because I'm in talks with them now. I was switching out to electric dryer. I didn't realize, I just went and replaced what I had brought 18 years ago, and I guess colds and everything have changed since then. So that's one of the problems.
And that's no problem. So just reach out to Home Depot, and then if you do want to return the unit, you can talk to them about returning it and swapping to an electric unit.
Okay, you're out of it. And once I go to electric, then I'm done with you. But no, they didn't install it. It had nothing to do with them. It was my issues on this end.
Oh, no, it's no problem. And I appreciate you just taking the time to verify that information for me. And I'll be reaching out to Home Depot and letting them know as well.
Well, one thing you said that you put in your notes they couldn't do it because code violations.
That you needed to have some code work done.
Okay, because right now I'm not really in violation because it's not hooked up. But
No. It's just you needed to have some code work done.
Yes,
no violations.
Yes. Okay.
No
okay,
violations.
That's the last thing I want to do.
No, ma'am. It's because you are correct. It is not a violation unless it was to be installed, and it is not installed. So it's just you need to have some additional work done to get it up to code.
Well, I spoke to my salesperson just a little, shortly at Home Depot. I got to talk to the manager this evening. I'm working at Home Depot to see. The thing was just delivered. So I got to see if they'll swap it out for electrical. So that's just another administrative logistical thing. But I've had electric before. I never realized it was an issue. Like I said, I lived here for 18 years, but the city is always changing codes. I know it. So somehow.
Trust me, I lived up in New Hampshire for a little while, so I understand it. The codes are constantly changing up there.
I know, and a lot of contractors don't even want to do work in Boston. But once you tell them where you live, they just don't want to deal with the city. And I get it. My husband retired from the city. I get it, and it's for safety reasons, but it makes homeowners very angry, I guess.
It really does.
I know. All right. Well, thank you for calling. But yeah, that was it. Nothing to do with your crew. It was more so things I have to do on my end first.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Howard, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.